So another week, another star school, and we've come back down south to Stratford-upon-Avon, to this very traditional old-looking school. We're in the head's office at the moment. It's a very shiny head's office, actually. There's an old fireplace here that's been covered in fairy lights. I wonder what that's all about. Let's talk to the head teacher. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Humphreys, and I'm the head teacher of Stratford-upon-Avon Primary School.
Hello, Mrs. Humphreys. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. It's really nice to have you here.
It's nice to be back down in Stratford. Last time I was here, we went to Shottery, which is a very, very old school, probably one of the smallest schools I've ever been to. But you reckon this breaks the record slightly for possibly the oldest school in Stratford?
We're the second oldest school. Second oldest primary school in Stratford. So, yeah, we're 200 years old this year. We were founded in Rother Street, just up the road. And when that building became condemned, they built this one. And so this one is 140 years old this year.
Nothing I love more than the sound of an old bell. Do you know what? So many schools have these modern bells now and they're rubbish. That's much better, isn't it?
It is. It's a great bell. You can hear it everywhere, can't you?
So what are you proud of about this school then?
I'm proud of the pupils because they are amazing. They're, you know, no matter what they do, they go out and they give their best. They're resilient. And I always sell my year sixes because they are the product of our school, right from, you know, when they start in reception 7 years beforehand and they work their way up and they change along the way and they just become these incredible people who we send out into the world.
Well, let's meet them, shall we? What's your name?
Oscar.
Isla.
Imogen. And Anya.
Nice to meet you all. What do you love about this school?
I think it's quite like a nice, friendly school and they're quite supportive.
I like the teachers and the facilities that we can use. We have lots of, like, gym equipment to use in PE. I love all the teachers and pupils and they're all so supportive and kind towards us whenever we're upset or sad.
And you say about the school being kind and inclusive. One thing I spotted as I parked up outside the school was a pride flag.
Yeah, it's really good that we get to support everyone.
Yeah, very proud that we have a very diverse school, so then everybody's welcome.
So there's a very special and poignant reason why the flag is there, isn't there?
Yes, it's LGBT History Month this month.
So you've been learning lots about LGBT history?
Yes, we had a whole assembly on it.
Oh, amazing. And how did it make you feel learning all about it?
It made me feel like anyone can be what they want and no one has to hide who they are.
Yes, inspiration right there. I'll take that. Thank you. What's with the fairy lights in the fireplace? It's like Christmas all over again.
I know. Well, Christmas never ends in this school, really. It's just one big fun thing. I just love fairy lights. They just cheer me up and all the children come past and parents and staff and they walk in and it just makes everybody smile. Yeah. And that's the aim. We want everybody to be happy here.
Yay! Well, we're definitely feeling happy this morning, aren't we, guys?
Yes.
Are you ready to be this week's star school?
Yes!
Let's go.